It's not uncommon for people to be referred to by a nickname based on a physical feature or a set of circumstances that makes them instantly recognisable to family and friends. A teenage acquaintance of mine, who has red hair, is frequently referred to by school friends as Carrot Top, Ginger Snap, or Copper Knob. While some redheads might be unconcerned by such name-calling, my acquaintance is irritated by it, for he, understandably, believes that he should be identified by his name and not by a particular physical characteristic. As far as he is concerned, the colour of his hair is immaterial and should not be used to make him feel he is a figure of fun to be mocked by his contemporaries. The woman Jesus met at the well in Samaria is not remembered by her name, but by the fact that she was a foreigner, a member of the despised Samaritan race, and that, according to popular interpretation, she was an immoral woman who had five husbands and was living with a man to whom she was not married. Our marital history did not bring a reprimand from Jesus, nor did he appear to be particularly concerned by it. This unnamed woman came to draw water at the hottest time of the day. Perhaps she had had enough of being the topic of village gossip. Perhaps her unusual marital circumstances had already been the subject of snide comments, whispered innuendo, or barbed criticism from her neighbours. Perhaps she preferred the discomfort of the midday heat and the solitude it brought to the misunderstanding and prejudice of other village women. Illness or disability or a life that has been marred by many mistakes may also result in misunderstanding and prejudice. And the resultant lack of sympathy and support necessary to help the sufferer cope or face the future with hope can be hard to endure. If you are ill, disabled, or afraid for any reason, if life seems to be disintegrating around you, it can be difficult to articulate the depth of despair, the lack of hope, or the concerns about the future that you are experiencing. Sometimes it may almost seem impossible to get family and friends to look beyond the symptoms or limitations or circumstances and remember that you are still someone with a mind and a soul and a spirit that needs encouragement, support, and signs of hope. It's hard to remember sometimes that we are people looking for green shoots of recovery in the dry desert of our experience. In his conversation with the Samaritan woman at the well, Jesus did not overlook her personal history, but used it for two purposes. First, he used it to demonstrate that he had the ability to know all things, and secondly, he used it to allow her to see him with new eyes, and that resulted in a growth in her faith. Jesus knows everything about us and our experiences. He is aware of our pain and our struggles and our longing for health and wholeness, just as he offered the woman the living water of his presence, which changed her life. So he continues to offer it to all those who come to him in simple faith and trust. Wherever you are listening to this, know this. To God, you are not just a set of symptoms, a person with limitations, or a person who has made a mess of your personal relationships. You are God's beloved son or daughter. He cares for you and wants you to have all that is necessary to enable you to have a better quality of life. He wants you to accept his offer of living water, his presence in your life, the living water which can make green shoots grow in the desert.